the hidden truth about weight loss. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I would like to thank you for helping me grow. Thank you for being the true living word. Father, I humbly ask that you will use me as a vessel to speak this message you have laid on my heart to share. Before I begin, I pray and ask that you'll bestow upon me the full armor of God found in Ephesians chapter 6, the helmet of salvation in Jesus' name, the breastpiece of righteousness in Jesus' name, the shield of faith in Jesus' name, the sword of your word in Jesus' name, the belt of truth in Jesus' name, and the shoes of peace in Jesus' name. For no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that rises up in judgment shall be condemned. Reference from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. There are three main components that all work together for us to use in our daily lives. They are the mind, body, and the spirit. Our actions are outward expressions that come from our thoughts. Our thoughts come from two sources, the flesh and the spirit. The flesh is our natural bodies that we see and live every day, and the spirit lives within each of us. We have to choose which to feed. It is natural to feed our bodies food, water, shelter, and we all have desires. For some, like myself, the devil has tempted all with many things. I can say I've fallen short into the same trap Eve was tempted with, and that was food. It may taste so good, but truth is, can any of you pronounce or know some of the many chemicals that have been FDA approved to be in our food supply? The devil wears many faces and has a way of hiding among us. Eve was tempted with the knowledge of good and evil. Once she ate of that tree and some versions fruit, she accepted the serpent's terms and conditions. Same goes for us in today's times. Haven't any of you noticed there are many terms and conditions to so many things that we use today? Some of those terms and conditions are hidden. In our food supply available to us at our local grocery stores, we have healthy food and there's junk/processed food. If you all notice the commercials in our media, number one focus point is promoting junk/processed food. They promote junk food in settings that are typically happy, calm, or if you eat this, it will give you a different physical appearance on the outside. There are hidden terms and conditions that are not talked about much on mainstream media. If you eat this junk food daily, you will get sick, go to the hospital, take pills, and later be tossed to the wayside. Once you are sick from eating the food that is heavily promoted, once you are sick of their solution, which is pills, that doesn't provide a cure, only a treatment. Question is there hope for us? The Food and Drug Administration work hand in hand. Each product on the shelves in the grocery store have been FDA approved, meaning they give us the food that will later lead us to needing drugs that will treat us until we die. There is hope for us all struggling to lose weight. I have struggled for years, ending up back at square one with no true results. Some of you may be struggling with weight, mental health, and financial problems. These problems can all be solved by going to the Lord. On the surface, those are the struggles we see. Truth is, many of us are struggling with the Lord. Main reason being is what we choose to do with our time. There is so much information available to us, both good and bad, that we have access to. It's our choice on which information we choose to learn from. No matter what we do in our life, every day we live, there is always a lesson to learn. The meat of our lesson our Father is teaching today is He will always love each and every one of us, no matter how big or small we are. Our eyes see weight loss. God sees the devil at work, distracting / deceiving us in many ways. One being is that size does matter. To God, our souls matter so much more than the size ever has or will. Our lives here on earth are temporary and is filled with many purposes. Getting prepared, exciting, and waiting on the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the purpose for all believers until the day we go to Him in glory. As of today, myself, nor has Google found a Bible verse, chapter, or book that says we have physical weight requirements in order for us to get into heaven. Truth is, no matter how big or small we are, it won't make everyone around us happy. The person that matters the most is God and your relationship with Him. What you can find in various locations throughout His holy word is God has the power to transform us. God not only has the power to transform our physical bodies here on earth, He has a promise for us to receive new bodies in heaven. The closer we get to the Lord, our insecurities, fears, lack of confidence, and so much more will fall off in the Lord's presence. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 1 through 10 reads, and I'm starting at verse 1. For we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. Verse 3, for we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without bodies. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan inside, but it's not that we want to get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. Verse 5, God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. So we are confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. Verse 7, for we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then He will be at home. We will be at home with the Lord. Verse 9, so whether we are here in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve, the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Many years ago, before I rededicated my life to the Lord, I had become morbidly obese, also known as I'm carrying around extra weight. The term Exodus means to exit. In the beginning part of my life, I would say I lived in modern day Egypt. There was sin all around me, and one being tempted with food. I always had access to it, and it seemed like there was no end in sight. At first, I didn't think a few pounds would bother me. Before I know it, the weight continued to pile on and pile on, and so did the depression. And I remember praying and asking the Lord, Father, I'm in need of your help. The food at that time had a grip on my life, and I spent a lot of time cooking and eating and sleeping. And Father, then I remember I tried to do things my own way. I didn't listen. I was disobedient. The weight was falling off, but I wasn't happy. And then I remember, Lord, you led me to the book of Exodus. And you showed me that I was like those crying children of Israel, crying and complaining because I wasn't able to do the things that I was comfortable with doing before. And then I ended up having to get led through the wilderness. Father, I honestly thought and believed that it was my weight that was the real issue. And I blamed. I'm big. This is who I am now, trying to come to terms. But Father, you kept revealing to me, it's not the physical weight that's the problem. It's the spiritual weight. I was carrying many burdens in my life. And it wasn't until the Lord truly stepped into my life that I felt comfortable to really give up those burdens. My whole life was lived around the trauma. And to be able to live the life that I dreamed of many years ago, Father, you parted the Red Sea in my life. You moved me away from things that were familiar to me, put me into a new environment. And from there, each and every day, Father, you've been working on me, working on my confidence, stripping me away of insecurities, stripping me away of the infirmities that were coming up on the horizon for the future. So many things, Father. You showed me what the path was if I continue on it. And Father, you parted the Red Sea, and you told me to walk with me. But I wanted to run. I wanted to lose the way fast. And then I had to go in a circle, lose weight on my own, to turn around and gain weight and then some. And Father, I remember that fear of me being the woman that you called me to be. I allowed it to hold me back. I was too afraid to forgive the people that have hurt me in my past and to be able to speak the truth because it was too painful. At times I wish it never happened, but I realized the things that happened to me is who built me, is what built me up to be the woman that I am today. That unforgiveness in my heart later led to depression, which stems from doubt and unbelief, slothfulness. The Lord that we serve, he doesn't desire for us to live in depression. He has joy for us, love, peace. He has a plan for us to give him our burdens. And then those behaviors later led to me living in poverty and suffering with gluttony and on the verge of having an ailment in my body, all because I was not willing to forgive them. Once 2016 came, I decided to make a difference in my life. I hated the way I looked and felt. Years later, I was still living my life through my past trauma. Each time I would forgive something else someone did came along before I knew it. I was filled with hate, bitterness, anger, and at first it came in so subtle and as a friend. Deep down, I didn't want to be mean or rude. I started giving back to what others gave to me. That statement I carried through my life until God reminded me of his love for me one day. I used to think everyone secretly hated me. I used my weight as a security blanket. I was able to hide myself without the attention, positive and negative. Some of the best years of my life, I lived in a toxic relationship, poverty, deep depression, anger, bitterness, And there wasn't anything good coming out of my life except for my daughter, in my opinion. In the midst of all the negativity, God would always give me a helping hand. He meddled with me after I felt so bad for turning my back on His promise and Him. My heart was broken, and I had completely turned my back. I wanted my life to be over until I asked God, why doesn't anyone truly love me? True love only comes from You, Father. Your definition of love comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to the end of the chapter. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wrong. Verse 6, it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth comes out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. And is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Verse 8, prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Verse 9, now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. Verse 10, but when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. Verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke, thought, and responded as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Verse 12, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete. But then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Loving God will overflow into your life. You have shown me Your love through the people You have around me. God has the power through His love to turn a stranger or an enemy into a friend. Let go of the hate. I am encouraging you all to open up to receive God's love. Our spirit man cannot grow with hate, bitterness, and shame, rooted from past secrets, living a double life, and not willing to surrender to God's will fully. Each of us have made mistakes with no clue how to fix them. No matter what problem, even if you think it's small, bring them before God. He knows a small hole in time will wear and tear will cause a bigger one later. Our Father is very detailed, and He can take what we think is a small issue, and that is what God will use to work on us to build us up. God is always watching. When we cry out for Him, He will always come save us. We have all tried to fix problems ourselves or trust ourselves or others to fix them. God can and will fix our true issues, not what we have been told to us or we believe. My plea is for people to start asking why. Asking questions will open the door for us all to seek the answers. The answers we are truly seeking are found in His Word. The word why, out of who, what, where, when, and why, isn't used very much. Reason being, God has revealed to me why. Why is a rebuttal to a request? In my life with God, He has never had any issues with me asking. I asked Him, why do I need to live on November 22nd, 2012? 9 years later, You show me another reason every day, Father. Why? Why am I still here each and every day, Father? I give You glory for giving me another purpose. We all have to be very careful with our words. Our words alone can have a positive or negative impact on our lives. Two words, in my opinion, that needs to be removed is can't and try. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray for everything. Tell God and thank him for all he has done. Verse 9 in that same chapter, Philippians chapter 4, reads, keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard about me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. Verse 13 reads, I can do everything through Christ, all things in some versions, who give me strength. We can either do or don't. Try is a way to cover up our shortcomings. We all have to keep practicing daily. We won't see results by words alone. We have to put actions behind them or we won't see any results. Our biggest hindrances at times can be going to the world first, taking advice from others, and lack of patience. Years ago, I would speak so badly about myself. I kept it all in. God, you saw my pain. You showed me no matter what, you will always love us, and there's nothing that can separate us from your love. And that's referenced from Romans chapter 8. I am encouraging you all to read that chapter in your spare time. I remember New Year's Eve, New Year's Eve, 2020. I asked this question, how do I experience heaven on earth? For me, to have that experience, I have to apply God's word and use his word as a mirror. It is okay and recommended that we slow down and think. The world we live in today promotes a message to everyone from birth. We have to show these numbers on a scale to be seen as healthy. Good news is, there are no scales or any other vices in heaven. A scale was created to give a number that can be tracked that later grew into the system we know today. This system can be easily tracked based off the numbers on the scale. If anyone haven't noticed, the world we live in today uses numbers a lot. If any of you have read the Da Vinci Code, which is the world's Bible, you will see patterns of numbers. God's word uses words that are connected by a pattern with the purpose for us to worship and adore him and turn our lives over to him. I live my life allowing the number on the scale to hinder God from stepping in. My physical body changed, but I wasn't happy until I allowed the Lord in. I wanted to be healthy and look better in my clothes. Losing weight doesn't happen overnight, just like gaining weight. We have to be patient. After trying to lose weight my way, I basically wasted time. I went to God for advice. He told me I needed to forgive. At that time, I didn't understand how unforgiveness can cause weight gain. I wasn't living in the Lord's work, in the Lord's will fully at that time. I was physically but mentally struggling to perform the same every day. God, you led me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Starting at verse 1. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. And verse 6, a time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What do people really get for all their hard work? Verse 10, I have seen the burden God has placed on us all. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to end. I blame the food I was eating as the number one problem. I was desiring a lifestyle change. I fell into depression because all of my hard work was in vain. I gained the weight back quicker and faster than it was for me to lose it. I knew before I started, I couldn't continue on the path I was on. I was on the road to an early grave. I had many other choices that all eventually would have led to the same results. God desires to have a marriage covenant relationship with us all. Our lives get busy, I know, but for God, we have to make time. We all have filled our lives with things that will destroy us later. God's kingdom on earth, we just can't see it, is on earth. We just can't see it with our naked eye. I will give an example. We physically can't see COVID or anything inside of our body. True cancer isn't from what we eat alone. It's from the sinful lives we choose to live. As believers, we have to rest. Only God can provide us with true rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30 reads, "Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Verse 30, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give to you is light." Our bodies, minds need rest and love. There is a saying that goes, "Our eyes are the gateway to our souls, our mouth and ears as well." We have to put on the full armor of God found in Ephesians chapter 6 daily. We are in a spiritual unseen battle for our souls. The devil can only work with what we can see at that moment. God sees the full picture because he is our creator. We are created in his image and likeness. Father, I ask that you will break the chains from us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stepping into my life. Working for the world will later lead us to not produce fruit for God's kingdom. Truth is, we all are desiring to be loved and to be a part of your kingdom. Father, I ask that you will give us the strength to say no to temptation. Help us to forgive and to move forward. Father, I ask your will be done in all our lives. Father, I give you the praise, honor, and glory, for you are more than worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you so much for picking me up when I had stumbled so many times. Lord, I pray and ask that your will once again will be done. For Father, I cannot stress that enough. I pray and ask that you will help us to repent and to live a life of repentance, Father God. Help us to not live in gluttony and think it's okay. Help us, Father. We're asking that you'll heal us mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Lord, we are in need of you more now than ever. Father, I can't thank you enough for all the great and mighty things that you have done for us in our lives. I pray and ask that, Lord, you will use this episode and help us to reflect on our lives. Help us to see the bigger picture, which is giving you glory. I pray and ask that, Father, you'll permeate our hearts and minds with your Holy Spirit and help us to give love and to receive it. I ask these things in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.